Do you want to listen to a story? But just me telling a story may not be that much fun. Listen to thousands of stories and powerful voices for just rupees 499 per month. Let your ears be your eyes.
As a special listener, you can enjoy 30 days of free listening by signing up through storytel.in/30days.
Hey, this is Katie Neal from Nash FM at 94.7. You're about to hear exclusive audio from our latest Stage 17 performance. For the full video, just head over to stage17nyc.com.
Exclusive interviews and performances from the world of music, movies, politics, and more. All on one stage from the heart of New York City. Cumulus Media presents Live from Stage 17.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Stage 17. How's everybody doing today? Yeah. I'm Katie Neal from Nash FM 94.7, and this is Mr. Jesse Addy.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for coming. This, by the way, if has anybody been to Stage 17 before? Show of hands. All right. Ooh, we got some people. Here's the thing. Stage 17, we like to take big artists, and we put them on this small stage just for you. These are artists that play in front of thousands of people on stage normally, a very intimate setting on Stage 17. So applause for yourself for being part of the select few. Now, there are a lot of jealous people watching online because these artists that we have, including the one today, is on TV in front of millions of people, and there'll be a lot of people watching at NashFM947.com. So there are cameras everywhere around. You can wave. You can say hi to all of them. But we're excited. Thank you for being part of another great day for Nash FM 94.7 and country music back in New York City.
So thank you all for being here today. Thank you for everyone who's watching at home or at work, not really doing any work. And thank you to Wendy's, our sponsor today. They have a new strawberry mango chicken salad, which I cannot say enough good things about. So if you're hungry when you leave here, I suggest you pick one up. So our next artist today, he has written songs for Garth Brooks, Tim McGraw, Jason Aldean. He's here to perform for you today. Grammy nominated Lee Bryce. Make some noise.
Well, thank you very much. How you doing? Good, huh?
Yeah, that's good. That's a good good.
Oh, man.
Wayne, you got me back there? Pedals pushed, buddy. Pedals pushed. See, I could just about do it with no microphone and no guitar, really. Just sit up here and sing a cappella for you.
Hey.
Well?
We just checked this thing. Like 5 minutes ago. Skip the pedal. Go straight in.
You might want to go to the back and check and see if you got it on. Y'all, this is Wayne, my sound man. Wayne is the man, although right now.
Not so much.
But I thank y'all for coming out today and hanging out with us. I'll just do some small talk here while we figure it out. It just worked. Well, I know everybody's wanting to hear it live on the. I'd just say we wouldn't need a guitar cable, really. But everybody's trying to watch it online. Hey, everybody online, what's up? Y'all enjoying the show so far? Here, grab a microphone and stick it right here. Be fine. Can you hear this coming out of the... I didn't think so. Yeah, I know it sounds good to y'all, but the people online can't hear the guitar. It is coming out of there. Not my voice, the guitar. Go back there and check her, Wayne. Well, in the meantime, I just had a baby girl 2 weeks ago. Her name is Truly, and she is pretty much amazing, and Sarah's been spending every second with her, hogging up all her precious time. So I get some pictures of her. But yeah, we could stick a microphone right in front of this guitar. That'd be old school. It'd be great. My two little boys aren't getting jealous yet. Riker is a little bit, but Riker's jealous all the time anyway. He's like a three-year-old little Tasmanian devil. We called him the bull when he was born, like immediately. And he has completely turned out to be that. It's kind of insane. Now here, take this out. Put a microphone up here, old school, like. And then we will be rocking. We'll have the best show ever, like John Bollinger would say. Bear with us for just a second. Technical difficulties. There we go. You hear that? Let's pick it up and... Yeah, however you want to do it. Probably won't want to go straight in front of the sound hole. Probably do it a little more studio-like. Like chomp, chomp, chomp. Now you can go dial that in if you want to. We'll figure it out. Well, thank y'all again for coming and hanging with us. We're going to do a few songs, hang out. A little different not having the full band here, but I like it this way. That's how I came up doing it. And you get to take in the songs a little bit differently than you do with a full band live or on the radio. I am insensitive, I have a tendency to pay more attention to the things that I need. Sometimes I drink too much, sometimes I test your trust, sometimes I don't know why you stay with me. I'm hard to love, oh I don't make it easy. I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, you say that you need me. Well, I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me good. Yeah. Y'all with me? Yeah, come on, man. I am a short fuse, I am a wrecking ball, crashing into your heart like I do. But you're like a Sunday morning, full of grace and full of Jesus. And I wish that I could be more like you. I'm hard to love, oh, I don't make it easy. I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, you say that you need me. Well, I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me good, baby. Yeah, you love me good. Girl, you've given me a million second chances, and I don't ever want to take you for granted. I'm just a man, I'm just a man. Hard to love, oh, I don't make it easy. I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, you say that you need me. Well, I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me. I don't make it easy, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, you say that you need me. Well, I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me good. Yeah, you love me good.
Hey! Got it figured out.
All right, well, so I'm working on a new record. I have nothing going on in my life right now. Brand new baby, and trying to finish a record to get it out by November 3rd. Working on a brand new single, and on the road, we've been playing all year, and So, like I said, nothing going on in the world, but so I want to share with you just a couple of songs from that record. I love this one. This one was a little bit of kind of the nucleus of when I started making this record, so it's got a little extra grease on it. This is called Rumor. Girl, you know I've known you forever. How many nights have we hung out together? Same little bar, little crowd, little town, round this old dance floor. My boys are laughing, tap me on the shoulder, making a motion like a jaw getting any closer. They wanna know what's up, why I'm still holding you, even when the song is over. There's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up our little town the last week or two. So tell me why we even trying to deny this feeling. I feel it, don't you feel it too? And there's a rumor going round and round and round. What you say we make it true? We make it true. Who's from a small town? Y'all know what I'm talking about now. Come on. You can make some noise. You ain't got to be all quiet. And girl, I just forgot the second verse, right? I can shut them down, tell them all the crazy. I can do whatever you want me to do, baby. Or you could lay one on me right now. We could really give them something to talk about. There's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up our little town last week or two. Tell me why we even trying to deny this feeling. I feel it, don't you feel it too? And there's a rumor going round and round and round. What you say we make it true? Yeah. Now be honest, girl, now do you wanna do this or not? Could we keep them talking, girl? Should we just make them stop? There's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up our little town the last week or two. Oh, tell me why we even trying to deny this feeling. I feel it, don't you feel it too? There's a rumor going round and round and round. What you say we make it, we make it true. Oh, we make it true. Let's really give them something to talk about, baby. Thank y'all very much. Hey there. What's going on? Man, sorry about all of our difficulties here.
No, that's okay. You know what? It happens. It makes me feel a little bit better when somebody like Lee Bryce forgets the song. Because sometimes I get up there and I'm like, what was I going to say? It's
no.
It's gone.
It happens.
But you can't get it back.
It's called a brain. Right?
It does.
He don't know. Yeah. It's Lieb Rice. It's my name.
So congratulations on your new baby girl that you guys just brought home. Are you getting any sleep at all between her and the two boys?
Yeah, we are. She, you know, pretty much stays up and feeds her and won't let me change her, and it's cool. I get a little more sleep than she does, but I go to work during the day, and she can kind of sleep when she sleeps. So it's been good, though.
Yeah, I thought that video when she brought the boys on stage to surprise you in Indiana, oh, did it melted your heart,
man.
Right?
Yeah.
And I thought it was so funny because, like, you're trying not to cry, and Riker is running around high-fiving everybody.
Right.
Like, totally
well,
not born for show.
It took him for a second. And then, like, I high-five one person. He goes, wait a minute. Oh,
yeah.
And then it was over after that. I told y'all, he's the bull. It's crazy. And then I started the next song, and he would not leave the stage. I'm like, so listen, dude, you got to go. Like, we're halfway through drinking class. You got to get off the stage.
He wants to start a band with his dad.
Now, do you all know Lee's daughter's name, which is very cool? It's Truly.
Truly.
Where did that come from?
Well, Sarah always comes up with the names.
Which is T-R-U-L-E-E.
Yeah,
by the way,
I mean,
Lee's in there. Yeah.
You know, I kind of liked it. She goes, I want to put your name in her name. I go, cool. And we actually had like three names. Kind of with that in mind, and had no idea. Then we were like, you know, we'll do what we did with Riker. We had two names with him. We had him, and I was like, it's Riker. So if he has dark hair, it's Riker. If he has blonde hair, it's the other name. Well, with her, we had three names. We're like, ah. And then there she is. I'm like, I don't know. Still know. And then the nurses kept coming in for like 2 days. They're like, so we're like, Nothing. So finally we were like, so we got like 5 hours. We've got to decide here.
Yeah.
And my gut was always kind of leaning towards Truly. Ever since I heard it, I thought it's just so cool and so unique. And it has my name in there. So
there is that. I wanted to ask you, it's sometimes hard to ask Lee a serious question just because you're such a fun. I know one time you and I, we were standing on two sides of a velvet rope. And we didn't know which one was in the VIP. One of us is way cooler than the other. We just don't know which one. But the serious question about, it's a little unusual for an artist a little further into their career to put out a self-titled album. The new album out November 3rd is called Lee Bryce.
Yeah.
Who were you on the other albums if you weren't Lee Bryce?
It was kind of funny. My label, they've talked to me about that before. Like, man, we'd love for you to be Lee Bryce, you know. Labels, they want to sell records, and so they've got some simple things that they try to, you know, it's kind of their kind of model of what they try to do, and so they try to encourage me a couple times. But the first records, you know, I just had a song that really meant to me what that record was about or the nucleus of that record, and this album, I've got so many songs on it that kind of encompass their own moment, and it's hard for me to put a finger on one song. And somebody was telling me that Metallica, like, they put out their fourth record, and it was their first self-titled record, and it was like their biggest record.
So if Metallica doesn't, you can do it.
I thought, you know what? Let's just go with Lee Bryce. That'd be cool. can't decide between all these songs, so let's just go with Lee Bryce.
So you've said before that every song on the album, which you wrote every song except one, which you're going to play in just a second, every song is like a snapshot of your life right now. So if Boy, the song I'm going to play in a minute, is about fatherhood, like what other snapshots are on the record?
Well, gosh, there's a lot.
How many Metallica songs did you put on the album?
Yeah, well, no, sorry. you know what? There's a lot. There's a lot of stuff that it's. This record started with a lot of a lot of spiritual stuff for me too, back to my roots and starting in gospel music. There was three or four songs that all kind of based around that, and just where I was, where I am, where I want to be, and a lot of that has something to do with this record. And then just how my appreciation for life and appreciation for like the simple things right now, healthy kids, you know what I mean? Just as simple as that, because it can turn so quickly in your own health and that kind of stuff. There's a big tempo, and that sounds so serious, but yeah, there's a song called Little Things. It's like this smoking tempo rocking song that has to do with that. So a lot of it is where I am in my life, you know, and there's little pieces of that. So that's kind of when I say it's personal. It's all kind of has little different pieces of what I'm appreciative of in this life and what I want from it. And so yeah, there's they all kind of speak to it a little bit.
We would love. Would you love to hear more, Lee Bryce?
Hey, hey.
Yeah.
There's a new single on the album. It is a stop you in your tracks song that people on Nash FM 94.7 are loving. Could you play Boy?
Sure, I could play Boy.
Lee Bryce, everybody.
Here we go.
Boy, you gonna know it all. Thinking you're 10 feet tall. Run like you're bulletproof. Total a car too. Boy, you gonna hate this town. Thinking you can burn it down. But that fire in your eyes is 20 counties wide. But boy, you're gonna love 17. Boy, you lose some stupid things. You're gonna drive and kiss and throw a punch and grow up way too fast. You're gonna drop the ball, hit the wall, and break some hearts like glass. I know you will, 'cause you're a part of me and a part of you. Will always be a boy. You're gonna be so stubborn, but you get that from your mother. I already see it now, you weren't built for backing down. Boy, and there'll be a small town night, you'll fall for her sky blue eyes. And when she's in your hands, you'll think you're a man and not a boy. She'll make you lose your mind, boy. She'll be every reason why. You're gonna drive and kiss and throw a punch and grow up way too fast. You're gonna drop the ball, hit the wall, and break some hearts like glass. I know you will, 'cause you're a part of me and a part of you. Will always be my boy. It's 3 a.m. and I'd do anything to get you back to sleep. But that face will be the same one in the rear view the day I watch you. You're gonna come back home. You're gonna settle down. But you won't feel the way I'm feeling now. Until you have a boy, he's gonna know it all. He'll think he's 10 feet tall. Run like he's bulletproof.
Oh man, yeah, that was a very special song. You know, I heard that song and I was like, golly, look at you about it crying. You doing your makeup? She's like, But I love writing songs. I've been writing songs since I was 10. You're like, what'd you write about when you were 10? My kindergarten girlfriend that I hadn't seen, like, for half my life. You know, for one thing. My daddy's hunting dog, you know. I was serious about writing, and I take it so seriously, and I'm very prideful about working hard and writing great songs. But, man, when you hear a song like that or I Drive Your Truck, you know, it just puts you in the floor. And you can't ignore that stuff. But, shoot, I should do that. This ain't on the set list, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Another one of those songs that I connected with in my own way, and I realized it was gonna connect with everybody else in their own way too. But either way, they were gonna connect. 89 cents in the ashtray. Half-empty bottle of Gatorade rolling in the floorboard. That dirty Braves cap on the dash. Dog tags hanging from the rearview. Old school cannon cowboy boots and a gold Army shirt folded in the back. This thing burns gas like crazy, but that's all right. People got their ways of coping, and I got mine. I drive you to road. I roll every window down, and I burn up every back road in this town. I find a field, I tear it up. Till all the pain's a cloud of dust. Yeah, sometimes I drive the old truck. Leave that radio playing, same old country station where you left it. Yeah, man, I crank it up. You'd probably punch my arm right now if you saw this tear rolling down on my face. Hey man, I'm trying to be tough. Oh, but mama asked me this morning if I'd been by your grave. Well, that flag and stone ain't where I feel you anyway. I drive you to road. Till all the pain's a cloud of dust. Yeah, sometimes I drive the old truck. Well, I've cussed, I prayed, I said goodbye, I shook my fist and I asked God why. But these days when I'm missing you this much, yeah, I drive your truck. Yeah, I roll every window down and I burn up every back road in this town. I find a field, I tear it up till all the pain's a cloud of dust. Yeah, sometimes, brother, sometimes I drive your truck. Yeah, I drive your truck. I hope you don't mind. I know you don't mind. I drive your truck. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank y'all very much.
Make some noise for Lee Bryce. So I don't. Is there a dry eye left in the room? I thought we should have handed out Kleenexes.
Why do you do what you do, Lee?
It's so good.
Just for you.
Why do you do that?
So with Boy, are you ever like not about to cry when you're singing that song? Because I feel like I'm about to cry the entire time it's playing.
It took me a long time to like not have to try to not every single night. Now I try to block out
a little bit
every now and then, because I'm like, dude,
I know.
I'm starting to like Garth Brooks up here just crying, which is not a bad thing. He's like my hero, but still.
So I'm sure you and Sarah have talked about this, but you do know now that you have a little girl, at some point in time, you're going to have to write a song called Girl. Otherwise, yeah, I'm telling you, like, if my dad wrote a song about my brothers and then I came around and there was no song called Girl, I would pull
That's why I put the song Boy out now. Because I mean,
like, I didn't mean to.
Before she could go, what do you mean? I know she can't talk for like 2 years. What do you mean you're going to put out Boy?
You got some time, but.
But there are, there's actually a song on the record that's like really does kind of fit that thing. And haven't really learned how to sing it yet. But it's called The Best Part of Me, and it's beautiful. Ooh. It's beautiful.
So you can tell her that was for her.
Yes.
You might be able to get away with that.
And I did write a song called God Gave Him a Girl right before we found out we were pregnant.
Wow.
And it's just about, like, this dude that, like, all he ever wanted, he's, like, growing up, and all he ever wanted was that truck, that old used beat-up truck, and, you know, he just couldn't afford it. His daddy couldn't get it for him, but... And God gave him a girl that summer, you know. So then he forgot all about that truck. And then they got married and
you're gonna make me cry again.
And so then they get married and they're gonna have, he's thinking, oh, I just want to, you know, all I could think about is all he ever wanted was that in the whole world was a boy, you know, and then God gave him a girl. And now, da, da, da. So I wrote that, so that may have to be on the next record.
Does the album come with a box of Kleenex?
Yeah, complimentary.
Just saying. I know. Thank you so much for doing this. And I know we've got set lists and everything and time constraints. But if there's one song that I think speaks to New York so much about, you know, our first responders in this community and people that just get it done every day. Mm. And it's what we would think of a lot of times is the working class. But I remember the first time that we played a particular song of yours on Nash FM 94.7, the phone lines lit up. That sounds like Lee Bryce, and I know it is because I'm crying, but I'm just calling to make sure. Is there any way you could do Drinking Class for us?
Absolutely. You're right. And you know what? You're right about that. It's the working class song, and that's what it's about. And that's how I got away with it with my mama. She's like, why don't you put out a song about drinking? I'm like, it's not about drinking.
It's about working, Mama.
That's right. Well, everybody, thank y'all so much.
Yeah, Lee Bryce on Stage 17.
Now, y'all could sing along if you know it. We're up when the rooster crows, we clock in when the whistle blows, 8 hours ticking slow, and then tomorrow we'll do it all over again. I'm a member of a blue collar crowd, they can never, no, they can't keep us down. If you gotta label me, then label me proud, 'cause I belong to the drinking class. Monday through Friday, man, we bust our backs. Well, if you're one of us, raise your glass, 'cause I belong to the drinking class. We laugh, we cry, we love, we go hard when the going's tough. We push back on push and shove, and then tomorrow we'll do it all over again. I'm a member of a good timing crowd, we get rowdy, oh, we get wild and loud. If you gotta label me, then label me proud, 'cause I belong to the drinking class. Monday through Friday, man, we bust off. If you're one of us, raise up your glass, 'cause I belong to the drinking class. Yeah, now we all know why we're here. A little fun, a little country music, a little whiskey, a little beer. Yeah, we're gonna shake off those long week blues. Ladies, break out your dancing shoes. It don't matter what night it is, it's Friday, it's Saturday, it's Sunday. Oh, I just want to hear you say it. Y'all sing it with me now. Come on, here we go. We belong to the drinking class. Monday through Friday, man, we bust our backs. Lift your one of us, raise your glass, 'cause we belong to the drinking class. We belong to the drinking class. Monday through Friday, man, we bust our backs. Well, if you want all of us, raise your glass, 'cause we belong to the drinking class. Thank y'all so much. I appreciate you.
This is awesome. Thank y'all, Nash, for having us. Cheers, y'all.
Give it up for Lee Bryce. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Live from Stage 17. We hope you enjoyed the show. Now head on over to stage17nyc.com for more exclusive Stage 17 content.
Hello, my name's Hayden Prowse.
I'm Julian Rubinstein.
And we're in no way biased in saying that you should listen to News Roast, which is our podcast.
It's a podcast that we did after making our BBC show The Revolution Will Be Televised, where we explore political, satirical issues with the likes of Ramesh Ranganathan, Lily Allen, Adam Buxton, to name a few.
That's right. Get it now on your podcast app.